You really shouldn't be here, you know. My brother Tony jabbed a finger at me. You have no business playing with the big kids. You never did. You shouldn't run again. Tommy Moran, a lawyer from the west side of Chicago, accepts an invitation to run for the United States Senate against an allegedly unbeatable opponent. He accepts on the condition that no one associated with his campaign will do any attack ads, that he will not have to raise any money, and he does not want to know who will contribute to his campaign. Everyone laughs at him. Such idealism has no place in contemporary big money, big media politics. Yet he and his wife, Mary Margaret O'Malley of the Chuck O'Malleys, and his three daughters tour the state, catching interviews on the evening news. They appeal to the legal Latino voters in the state because his gorgeous wife and beautiful daughters do mariachi music in Spanish. They also sing gospel music in African-American churches. The media ridicule their quixotic campaign. Vicious attack ads assault their characters, and demented crowds endanger their lives. Worse still is criticism from his brother Tony, the priest. Tommy is not intelligent enough or dedicated enough to serve in the Senate. Moreover, because he does not oppose abortion, he is a poor Catholic and will lose his soul. Nevertheless, he wins the election by a hair's breadth because of the Latino vote he has mobilized in a suburban county. Then his trouble begins. The story portrays life in the Senate and is based on the experience of a reporter who advised me in writing the book, who covered the Senate for 30 years. Tommy Moran discovers just how difficult and dangerous his job will be. Life in the Senate is dull and unrewarding. Lobbyists and women try to seduce him. His constituents make impossible demands. His brother continues to attack him. The media assail his wife and his children. The Senate has tied itself up in knots of custom and procedure and is deeply divided by brutal partisanship. Some days he feels like he's moving in a trance from the time he wakes up until the time he collapses into bed at night. Then he makes a change in the office. What's the change, ah? Well, you'll have to read the book to find out now, won't you? The work is as hard as it ever was, but now he has a sense of some accomplishment. He has managed to get some legislation through. He becomes famous. He's given a chance to run for vice president, which he declines. He can hardly wait till he leaves the Senate and returns to the west side of Chicago. Does he? Ah, now that would be telling, wouldn't it?